All right, good morning, everybody. In thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, well, probably a month ago during worship, I was sitting up here and just kind of praying in tongues, and the Lord showed me something, and so I want to go into what he showed me. It took a little while to kind of get some details and everything else, but I want to share with what he showed me. So we'll just get right into it. What I saw was I was riding a horse. I don't usually ride horses, but I was on a horse, and there was nothing on this horse, no, you know, bridle, bit, nothing. And I was sitting there, and my arms were out like this, but I could see ahead that it was curvy, and, you know, it wasn't like the easiest trail to be riding on without hanging on to anything. And so that's what I saw. So my hands are out to the side. I'm not hanging on to anything, but I started praying and seeking about it because it obviously meant something, right? And the more I prayed and sought what it was, the more that was revealed. So I want to talk just real quick about the importance of seeking, right? God can show us all sorts of things, but do we take the initiative to seek what it truly means, what the answer truly is? You know, for me in this instance, and I don't think it's done yet, but it was, you know, almost a month and a half of, you know, should I talk about it yet? No, not yet. There's more. Okay, what else? What more is there? You know, and there was this conversation, and all too often in prayer, you know, we'll bring our petition, we'll bring, you know, we'll have our conversation with God, but are we seeking the answer afterwards? Because it's not always given right away. He knows the answer, but there's timing and everything else that goes along with it. So just because we're not getting that answer or having that question answered as soon as we'd like doesn't mean we stop seeking it, right? Doesn't mean we stop pressing in. I don't care how long it takes. Because the minute you quit is the minute you miss out on the revelation of what it means. And so just a verse that goes along with that is 1 Corinthians 14, 13 through 15. 1 Corinthians 14, 13 through 15. Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray for the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, but I will also sing for the understanding. So, in that instance, part of it was praying in tongues. That was part of it. But as I asked and as I sought what I had seen, what was this? It was revealed to me. It was revealed. It was revealed through asking. It was revealed through seeking. And I'm not tooting my own horn here, but this is how it works. It's not just, okay, he gave me this vision. All right, good enough. I got no idea what it really means, but I'll just go tell somebody about it and see what happens. No. And yes, we can seek counsel about things. There's people who, Pastor Jonah, interprets dreams. I've come to Pastor Jonah about different dreams that I've had. You know, there's people out there that can help, but in this instance, I just felt like the Lord was just saying, seek me, seek me. And so I sought him in prayer, any time that it popped into my head, and things were revealed throughout this process. So what we get from the Lord, whatever we get from the Lord, we don't stop seeking. You continue to seek, you can continue to push for that answer, and then we also need to place proper importance on what's being said. We don't devalue the fact that, oh yeah, I heard from God. You know, that's cool. I mean, you're hearing from God who knows no beginning and knows no end. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of lords. You're hearing from him. He's speaking to you What kind of importance do we put on that? Or have we been doing this so long that it just doesn't mean as much as it used to? We need to check our hearts. Anytime God speaks, it's important. Anytime God speaks, it means something. And anytime God speaks, we should put effort into understanding it. Anytime. It should never get to the point where, that was cool, God, but you've told me better things than that. You've revealed much greater, deeper things than that to me, Father. This was okay. No. No matter how insignificant or significant it is, seek it. Because nothing is insignificant when it comes to God and the Holy Spirit, Jesus speaking into our lives. There's nothing insignificant about that. Nothing. So that's my encouragement in the prayer sector. And if you want to learn more about prayer, Wednesday nights, 6:30. It's been good. I encourage you all to come. But, so, into what he revealed to me. So in this, and like I said, I don't think this is everything, but this is what I have, and I felt like I was supposed to speak on what I have right now. So first point is stop trying to control the situation. My hands were out for a reason. Because the second I grab anything, then I have an opportunity to start veering one way or the other. There was no bridle, there was no bit for a reason, because the Holy Spirit doesn't need you to lead him. It's not necessary. He has a better idea of what's going on than we do. That's why we are to be led by him. So, Matthew, I'll try to put a verse with each one of these, but Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Are we walking heavy burden, laden and heavy burdened? Is that your life right now? You don't know up from down. You have no peace. I mean, that was my life for a long time. There was nothing there because I was trying to control situations that I had no business controlling and no ability to control. So Jesus says here, take my yoke. A yoke, what is a yoke? It's bondage, right? Because didn't we talk about a couple weeks ago that our freedom comes through being a servant, a slave to him? But it's not what we picture in modern day and past and history. That's not the slavery. It's us giving ourselves to him and everything that he wants and everything that he has. It's us giving ourselves to the Holy Spirit to be led wherever he wants us to go because he knows where we need to go. But every time in my life that I was given a picture of something that he wanted me to do, nope, I'm yanking it this way. Oh, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to talk to that person. I didn't want to talk to anybody, so. Let alone you telling me to talk to somebody that, no. But put yourself in that situation. I believe we've all had a leading. I don't think you can be a Christian and not have a leading at some point in your life because the Holy Spirit is always speaking. But can we distinguish the Holy Spirit from the enemy? Can we tell the difference between the two? And hopefully by the time this is done, they'll have a little more light on that as well, but we're always being led, but are we following the leading? It's really as simple as that. Like, nothing When you break all this stuff down, when you break relationship down with Christ, there's nothing that's extremely difficult. The most difficult thing is subduing our flesh, subduing my desires, subduing my thoughts to line up with his. Because all I have to do is follow. And as I follow, things are revealed. You know, when I finally started listening to the Holy Spirit, he was revealing things that I needed to do in my life. I needed to forgive people. Ick. People I didn't want to forgive. Some people it was easy. But man, there were people where, oof, I was going to take that to my grave. I didn't like them. I never wanted to like them. What they did was horrible. And I was justified. Darn it. I was justified in hating that person. Look at the horrible things they've done. But it held my life back. And it will always, unforgiveness will, man, it'll clog things up and you will never experience true freedom in Christ, ever. Ever, ever, ever. Because I can tell you the weight that was lifted off my shoulders when I asked for forgiveness from this individual. And they never reciprocated. But that's not the point. I was freed from it. I was freed from it. It doesn't matter how they respond. It matters what's going on in your heart. It matters what's happening in your life because you are being set free. And when you are set free, you can continue on in relationship. And you can continue on in every good thing that comes from relationship. Feeling the need to have some aspect of control, if not all control, has never led to anything beneficial in my life. Nothing. I took burdens on that were not mine to take, and those burdens almost destroyed me. And we really have to evaluate that situation. What are we putting on ourselves? All you who labor and are heavy laden. I was really laboring, and I could barely move because of the weight. Where are we in this? And I say we because I'm still growing. Still growing. Every one of us is growing in this. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're growing. There's nothing wrong with growing. It's when we get stuck is when we run into the problems. That's when we start to run into the problems. So, stop trying to control the situation. You don't have to. It's not your responsibility. It's our responsibility to be led. So two, trust in the Holy Spirit and his leading. Golly, it seems really simple. But control wipes out anything that he's trying to do in our lives. Anything. Anything positive is wiped out when I say, you know what, I got this. Or when I say, yeah, I can do this on my own. No problem. Man, I don't like thinking about it. Because I just wasted so much time and effort in pouring into something that I had no business pouring myself into. I had no business taking it on. And just the years I spent in just frustration and everything else that came with it. Because it wasn't mine to bear. It's not yours to bear. Give it to him. Let him show you the answer. Let him show you the way. So, Psalms 118:8. Psalms 118:8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. Simple. Simple. But how do we complicate it? I mean, we talked a few weeks ago that it's either him or it's the world. You don't get to have a foot in each and experience what you feel like you should be experiencing. It's not about what you feel. It's about what the Word says. It's about what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. It's not about feelings. It's what's the truth? What's the truth of the Word? And the truth of the Word is, it says in John 17:17, sanctify them in your truth. Thy word is truth. The Bible is truth. And I've said this before, it doesn't matter if you understand it or not, it's still truth. We can seek understanding. We can ask for wisdom, knowledge. But just because I don't understand it at the moment doesn't mean it doesn't apply to my life. Sorry. His word is truth. Are we putting, well, do we believe that it's truth? Do we believe it? Pastor Jonah has been talking about belief. Do we believe that what we read in the Bible is truth? Or do we believe that it's just some good advice? I can take it. I can leave it. Either way, it's not going to have a real effect on me. Wrong. His word is truth. So, in studying this, if you ever want a good word search, look up trust. Trust in the Bible, because we need to trust the Holy Spirit. We need to trust the Father. We need to trust that what Jesus did for us is for us. Right? Start to look up trust. It's in there a lot. It's a lot. It'll really it'll really pick you up. Because it's inside of us. We accepted Christ. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. When you start reading about the Word and about who He truly is, man, does that build you up. When I start reading the news and everything that's going on in the world, it doesn't necessarily build me up. It gets me fired up. It gets me ticked off. It gets me semi-depressed, if not depressed. Small doses. I don't even think I need those small doses anymore. But what emphasis are we putting on the Word? What emphasis are we putting on being led by the Holy Spirit? I don't want to say now more than ever, because always we need to be led. Always. I don't care what generation, what time period. We have always, and we always need to be led. But man, if you're not being led by the Holy Spirit right now, there are some traps, there are some dark roads that we can stumble down real quick. You know, I think one of the articles I came across lately was, in another 20 years, Christianity will be the smallest religion populace-wise. What do they know? What do they know? So I could read that and I could go, oh my gosh, we're done. That's it. I mean, I read it in the news that, I mean, nobody's coming to Christ. What are we going to do? And then I can go sit in a pity party and, Lord, just take me now. I don't even know why I'm here. And we can just go down this ridiculousness. Buck up. What's in us? I mean, what are we supposed to be doing here, for goodness sakes? That's why I love walking in a purpose and a plan and a will, because I don't care what's going around me. I know what God told me to do. And until I'm gone, that's what I'm supposed to do. I don't care what they say. I don't care. We have a job to do, and that is to reach the lost. And do you honestly think they're going to report, oh my gosh, Christianity is at its highest ever. The Lord's moving. The Holy Spirit's moving. People are being healed. I mean, revival. I mean, yeah, okay. We're not going to see that anyways. So why are we putting all of our hope and trust into what we read? What's the Spirit telling you? The Spirit is telling me the fields are ripe for harvest. Ripe. People are looking for truth. What do we have? We have the truth. Amen. That was good. Every once in a while, I surprise myself. So, John 15:26, we're talking about the Holy Spirit here. We're talking about letting him lead. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you, who from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. Jesus, God the Father, Holy Spirit are one. He is, how do I put this? He is of the Father, he is God, and he resides in us. Whoa. And he is the Spirit of truth. What do we need right now? What do we always need? We need truth in our lives so we can share it with others. Truth. I mean, man, really meditate on that. Write that down and meditate on that this week. What is on the inside of us? What is available to us through the Holy Spirit? It shows you how good God is. Because he didn't hold back. He didn't hold back on his gift to us. He gave everything. Everything. He gave Jesus. And then he gave the Holy Spirit. Put that in perspective in your life. It's amazing. When you really start to think about it, and man, it should really get you fired up. Because what more do we need? What more do we need? So what is spoken in our spirit from the Holy Spirit is truth. Do we believe it? Because he proceeds from the Father. He comes from the Father. He is one with the Father. But if you don't know who the Father is, if you don't know who Jesus is and their true nature, this can go pear-shaped really fast. Because if my God is condescending, if my God is constantly judging me, then man, does that give place for the enemy to come in and just confuse, misdirect? We have to know who we serve. Because when we hear him speak, and we'll get to this. Sorry, we'll get to this. So, get over control. Let go of control. Trust in the Holy Spirit and his leading. And then he reemphasized freedom through being a servant. Freedom through being the slave. And if you missed that sermon, you can go online and find it. It'll explain a little more. I don't have time to go into it, but it's good. But we succeed, our freedom comes in knowing him and giving ourselves to him. And I'll say not just knowing him. Knowing him and giving yourself over to him are two different things. Two very different things. Saying, you know what, Lord? I want your ways. I want your truth in my life. I want to follow your will, your purpose, your plan. It's different than just saying, yeah, I know God. Because I knew of God for a very long time. I knew of God since I was that tall. But I never knew God in the sense of relationship. And that's where I fell, because when the world hit, you know, I put up a fight for a while, but the world doesn't hold back. It's relentless. It's relentless in its destruction. That's all it wants to do is destroy, because that's all it knows to do. It's relentless. And if we're not continually building ourselves up in the faith, continually building ourselves up in who he truly is, you can only hold back those waves so long. What I had in me ran out. It really did, because I stopped. I stopped seeking, and slowly but surely I gave myself over. I knew better. That's the thing that hurts the most, is I knew better. I knew what I was doing was wrong. The Holy Spirit told me what I was doing was wrong. But I ignored him. And so then the next 13 years of my life, well, maybe even more than that, were horrible. I'm telling you, they were horrible. It's not worth it. It's not worth not having a relationship with Christ. It's just not. Because nothing good comes of it. So, freedom through being his servant. I'll put it that way. Freedom through serving him. It seems odd. It doesn't seem like it should work, but it does. Because he knows. We have to accept the fact that he knows us. He knows each and every one of us. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He knew you. He knew the choices you were going to make. He knew the choices I was going to make to reject him, to turn my back on him, and yet he still loves me. Yet, the Holy Spirit still spoke to me. That's the God we serve here. It doesn't matter what we've done. Leave the past in the past and pick up with him right now. Right now. Because that's the only way you're going to move forward. The past is a dark, dark hole for most of us. I won't say all, because some people have done it right. And I admire those people. Man, I know this girl from high school, even before that. She just did things right. It was almost annoying how good she was. But when I look at it in that perspective, yes, I'm just being stupid, and I could have admired her for her walk with the Lord. I could have even asked her questions. But no, ugh. She's just such a goody two-shoe. Give me a break. So stupid. But I look at back at that now, and I admire her for always standing up for the truth and just walking with God. That's awesome. Because here's the thing. I didn't need to go through all the horrible things I did to have a good witness for Christ. No, I did it. I did it. But man, I just love those testimonies. You know what? I just love the Lord. I've loved the Lord since I've known the Lord existed. And I've walked with him. Maybe it's the softy in me, I don't know. But I just think those are fantastic. I think they're great. Now, sure, I can speak to certain groups of people, but God can use you anytime, anywhere, and in any situation. I didn't have to be depressed for 15 years, I don't believe, to talk to depressed people. I don't think it was necessary. I don't think it's necessary to be an alcoholic to witness to alcoholics. No. Because Do we not serve a God that can put the words in your mouth at any given time to speak what he wants spoken? I believe we do. But are we willing to be led? Are we willing to speak those words? Because I've had those words come up and I haven't spoken them. I'm getting better about that. But I still have my failings and I still come up short. But thankfully, I know who I serve. And I can continue to walk out of this. So it is not in our nature, nor do we have the ability to walk this life out apart from God. We were created by him. Why do we think we can separate ourselves from him? Because we're arrogant. Because we're prideful. And we is just a lot of me, too. Because we know what we're doing. Man, did I have it figured out. Whew. It was good. It was not good. It is absolutely, and this is where my life changed. It is absolutely necessary to recognize the Godhead, to know who the Godhead is, their roles, and especially when it comes to the Holy Spirit, understand how he's affecting us right now at this moment, in every moment from here on out. We have to know the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because that's what makes us successful in this life. It doesn't mean tons of money. It doesn't mean tons of fame, but it's going to bring a satisfaction and joy to your life that you can't comprehend. Because he's that important to our life. He is the gift of all gifts aside from salvation. It's salvation and then Holy Spirit. Because he is just as much God as God. Yet he resides in us. Ooh, that's good. Think of what a good God we have. But we have to renew our minds to you are a good God. You do love me. You do care for me. You have never let me down. Do we believe it? It always comes back to, do we believe it? And that's a personal choice. In any and all situation, do we believe it? My last verse is here. John 16. If you want to read about the Holy Spirit and who he is, John 14, 15, 16. Man, memorize those chapters if you can. Because it's the most you'll ever read about who the Holy Spirit is. Jesus lays it out. It's amazing. But these three verses here are monumental in my opinion. So Jesus is speaking. He says, however, when he, John 16, 13 through 15, I apologize. John 16, 13 through 15. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide. He will guide if we follow. I added that. He will guide if we follow. But if we're always trying to steer him a different direction, there's nothing he can do about that. This is a choice. Am I going to let you guide me? He will guide you into all truth. Because that's who he is. He is truth. For he will not speak on his own authority because of relationship, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He hears because he's in relationship with God the Father. He hears because he's in relationship with Jesus Christ. And he will tell you things to come. Let me go back. Real quick. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. Verse 14, he will glorify me. And that's how we know. Right there. That's how you know if the enemy is trying to trick you or if it's the Holy Spirit's voice. Because it will not contradict who Jesus Christ is. He will glorify. Truth is glorification of Christ. He will not contradict what the Word says. If anything you hear from the Holy Spirit contradicts, it's not the Holy Spirit. Because thy word is truth. Truth. That's why we need to know our God. We need to know the Word. Because that's what they use. He will not contradict. For he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And here's another example of the goodness of God. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. He just said all things the Father has are mine. All things. Are we going to put him in a box and say no? I think that really just means some things. Are we going to interpret it in our own thoughts and beliefs? No, because he's a good God. And he knows exactly what you need the moment you need it. And all things are given to the Holy Spirit to minister to us. There is nothing that you are going through or that you will ever go through that he cannot minister to you. He cannot help you through. He is our helper. He is our guide. He is our comforter. He is our teacher. Utilize him. Utilize him because he will guide you, but you have to follow. I have to follow. It's something I'm getting better at. Utilize him. Utilize that precious gift that was given to us. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are so, so good. We thank you that your word is truth and your word is life. And Father, right now, I just pray for anybody who is carrying burdens that are not theirs, Father. I pray that you will reveal your love. You will reveal how to let them go. You will reveal yourself to them, Father, and so they know this is not for them to bear. And Father, I just thank you as we go out through this week that you will bring opportunities across our path to share your goodness, to share your truth, because the fields are ready. The harvest is ready, Father. I thank you that you are going to use us. You are going to use us to bring in the harvest. And I thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.